Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? I'm Harold. I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow. Also help myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. Today we got with me Mr. Morgan. This is my fellow firefighter. Yeah. My little probie I had, you know. The first probie I had too. I said, yeah, you know. But tell me a little bit about yourself, Mr. Morgan.
My name's Jordan. I go by Morgan. I've been at the fire department for almost 2 years now. Gothy was my little mentor for a little while, as well as Washington.
Yeah.
And we worked together for almost just over a year. And I was a bartender before that. Did some construction, a little bit of everything. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. What made you want to join the fire department?
It was time for a change, man. I was tired of being a bartender and I was ready for something different.
Right. I feel you on that. Yeah, I said, let me go out here and do something different. I definitely wasn't trying to be a firefighter.
Yeah,
you know. But I was glad, you know, I'm grateful to have a job, you know, get to serve people and help people in their time of need, you know.
Yeah.
That's lit. So, today's topic is, I pity the fool. Now, let's talk about it. So, welcome back. Like I said, the topic is, I pity the fool. I really do. So the question is, fool me once, shame on who? And I came up with that question because I was like, you know, a lot of us go through things through life. You know, life be life, and you feel me? With that being said, you know, you go through relationship problems, you know, family issues, you know, work issues, you know, drama. Drama, drama, drama. With that being said, we can't let certain things people do affect who we are at the end of the day. So I know, like, I've been through some relationship problems. It wasn't always easy. I know I wasn't always this good looking. You feel me? Do you see this? Come on now. You know, just some issues affected you and the person you are.
I made some, you know, poor life choices. I'm sure we all have, but, you know, it was just, get through it. You got to get through it. I've been in a couple relationships and whatnot, but you know, nothing too crazy.
Right.
But you know, we're doing all right now. So I got no complaints. I got a good job and figuring it all out, man.
That's what it's all about, man. You young at that.
We're young.
Hey. By the way, hey, my boy's single, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to say, let me get him in trouble. Sir. Hey, so if you're looking for a nice looking fireman, you feel me? Young, you know, hyper. He very hyper. So, hey, let me stop. But, he's single. So hit him up, you know, Jordan Morgan. You know what it is. But, so with that being said, like you said, on a serious note, you know, we all deal with things and it's about how you handle situations that make you who you are today. You feel me? So like, let's say, this for an example. So picture this. I want y'all to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Yeah. Now close your eyes. You too. All right. So now imagine you're a butterfly, right? Now skip all the cocoon. You know, skip that part. All right. So now you're just a butterfly. You came in this world as a butterfly. Beautiful. Just a sight to see. Just loving and joyful and peaceful. And then something hits you. Hard. A relationship, parents, your family members, work, job, just hit you all at once. And as that butterfly go through life, you know, they start to close up. So it's like the butterfly going backwards. So now you're going into the cocoon, a place that you feel safe. Now open your eyes. That's where a lot of us are today. I was there very recently. But thankfully, I was brought out of that dark spot. And I was like, okay, it's time to see the light now. Let's be the light and see the light. You feel me? But yeah, it was a dark phase in my life, man. I'm just glad that God brought me out of it. Yeah, so there's a lot of butterflies out there. You're a butterfly. I'm a butterfly. Okay. You are a butterfly. To spread our wings, you know, and fly because of the stuff that we went through, past trauma, past hurt, you know, situations. And the thing is, you can't let somebody else's mistake mess up your chance to be great. Because at the end of the day, who's really the fool? The one that changes because of somebody hurting them that they shouldn't even been with in the first place? Or a parent giving them something that they shouldn't have had weighed on them in the first place? Like, a lot of this trauma wasn't meant for us to have. So don't let that stop you from being great. Because at the end of the day, who's really winning in life? Think about that. Who's really succeeding? The person that was like, oh, I'm a change because he hurt me, she hurt me. Man, I can't even do this no more. I'm closing off. Nobody gonna get this. It's all mine now. But the other person just going around, I'm over here having me a good time. Ain't thinking about you at all. So who really is winning at the end of the day? The person that's changing or the person that's out there having a good old time, not caring about the other person? That's the thing that like bothers me, because I see a lot of people that still clothed in that cocoon and they put on a facade because they feel like they can't be themselves. Like, I was uncomfortable in my own skin for a long time. But like I said, recently I've broken out of that, and whatever was holding me down, I let go of that and I let God handle it. And now I feel peaceful. I feel I can be myself and, you know, just relax, you know, be real, authentic. You feel me? So I just want to be able to give that to other people too. Like, don't let stuff like that determine who you are. You feel me? Like, it's not worth it, man. Cause at the end of the day, who's really the fool? And I don't want it to be you. Cause it was me for a long time. And it's not fair for nobody, you feel me? So, you got anything to say on that?
Not a whole lot. I think you covered most of the bases there, man. Okay. I think that was a good outlook on it.
Thank you, babe. Do you have any advice for anybody out there that may be dealing with that, you know, feeling like they can't be themselves?
Ooh, everybody has their own kind of problems and deal with it differently. So I think you kind of got to handle it the way you handle it.
That's what you can.
Some people bottle it up. Some people let it out, you know. Right. You just gotta deal with it the way that's most comfortable for you in a healthy way. Don't deal with it the wrong way. So.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of that, what he's saying is facts. Cause you can bottle that stuff up and be like, nah, it don't bother me. That was me for a while. Like, I bottled stuff up cause I was like, man, I'm not gonna let this get to me. You know, you're supposed to turn the other cheek, you know, and whatnot. It's harder than it sounds. But I would bottle stuff up and then it came out in a different way than I expected. You don't want to bottle stuff up negatively, because it's going to come out one day and it's going to catch you off guard. And you're going to be like, wait, what just happened? Who is this person? I don't even recognize them. You're going to look in the mirror and be like, why are you here? And you're saying this to yourself, not to other people, to yourself. It's like, it's tough. It's tough. You just got to remember, like, a lot of this stuff we wasn't meant to have in the first place, but we just hold on to it. We carry it. Hurt people. So at the end of the day, if we had more people that was loving themselves and loving others, we wouldn't be having all this drama we having in the world now. And it's really sad. So something to reflect off of that is a scripture I found. Well, the wife found it for me, actually. Shout out to the wife. Proverbs 26:4. Do not follow a foolish person according to their folly, or you'll be just like them yourself. Folly. I ain't know what that meant either. I said, is there another definition for it? And it was just like foolish. And I said, all right, I'm going to go with folly. It sounded the best at the time. But folly basically just foolishness. That's all. And it's like acting up and they just doing this to hurt you and all that. Don't follow up with it. Because at the end of the day, it's having a negative impact on you, not them. They just going to be chilling. Don't give nobody that power, man. Nobody deserves that power. You feel me? And if you do respond to somebody doing something that is foolish, at least come at it with a loving way, or come at it in a way that doesn't make you break your character or make you look like somebody you're not supposed to be. So like, for example, if somebody was like, man, you ugly. And you'd be like, ugly? Man, your mama, your daddy, shoot, you your daddy's son. But nah, on the real note, nah. On the real note, instead it'd be like, you ugly. You'd be like, well, when I look in the mirror, that's not what I see. And just go the other way, you know? Cause like at the end of the day, you know who you are. So as long as you know who you are, nobody can shake that. You feel me? So remember who you are at the end of the day. You feel me? Don't be out here looking a fool. Cause I pity the fool. And I would no longer be that. Understand?
Anything you got to say?
Not really, man.
Pause.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Have you ever felt like you forgot what it's like to be a butterfly? To be able to spread your wings and fly? If that's you, there's nothing to be ashamed about. We've all had bumps in the road and got lost along the way. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can remember what it's like to be a butterfly again. I want you to spread your wings and fly.
At the end of the day, be who you are. Let that butterfly spread its wings again. It's tired of being trapped down and held down by the world. Okay? Let it be free. Fly. I also wanted to say thank you, Mr. Morgan, because he helped me with the idea of making this into a podcast. Because at first, I was going to make it into just something I do my quotes and I just post those. And he called me one day, and I appreciate you for thinking about me because you didn't have to even call me.
Of course,
man. That was God working through you. I believe that because I definitely wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful that you gave me the idea about the podcast because it probably wouldn't be here right now.
Happy to help. I mean, I think the quote idea was really good.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm on the lower end of people you can interview. I'm happy to be here.
Of course, I gotta have you on that.
But I mean, you got all kind of people that, you know, that we all know immediately, you know, like Cap and a couple of Chiefs and stuff like that, that I'm sure would be happy to jump on here. You know, a lot of those guys came from nothing to doing really, really big things. And some of them came from a lot and took two steps back and realized that they wanted to be firefighters, and I think that kind of says a lot about the job, but use it to your advantage.
And that, so, I would do. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That, trying to just make a difference, you feel me? The world too dark as it is, so just gotta be the light. Cause there's this picture that the wife showed me, and I'm gonna put it on here. She sent me, she said, this remind me of you, and I was like, oh, that's sweet. But that's exactly what I'm trying to do. So basically, it's just a picture of a dude that's like shining bright and just being happy and loving. And then spreading it to a whole bunch of people that's like off guard and got their arms crossed. I ain't talking to nobody, but soon they end up becoming just like that person because they like starting to shine.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, make the world brighter.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
For real. I tell you.
Yeah. It's tough.
A lot of mean people out here. Like, you gotta be able to handle that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I went through a lot of that at school, so I ain't really tripping about it now, but it did affect me because as I got older, I was like, man, you know what? Enough of being nice. I'm going to have a mean face. I'm going to stop smiling. I'm going to just say, forget everybody. You feel me? But at the end of the day, that's not who I was. So that's why it didn't feel right to me ever, you know, like being around the wrong people and all that. It was like, am I supposed to be here? Forget it. Hey, I'm trying to fit in. You feel me? Don't fit in. Stand out. All right? Stand out. Be yourself, man. Be yourself. Forget what they say. At the end of the day, their opinion really don't matter because they ain't paying your bills, they ain't living your life, and they ain't walked in your shoes. You feel me? And these some big foots. You feel me? You see us. You see us. We did a lot of stepping. You feel me? But now, you know, I realize, man, you got to just be free, man. Just be free. There was something else I was going to say. Let me think. Give me a second. Give me a second. I'm gonna come back to you. Like I said, just remember, be yourself, okay? No, you ain't gotta be the world's opinion, you feel me? Now I'm gonna do a little questionnaire for my boy Morgan just to give y'all some insight of how he thinks, you feel me? Alright, so Mr. Morgan.
Yes, sir.
When you came in the fire department, how was it doing the academy?
Ooh, okay, so I wasn't in my best shape. I played some sports in high school. I wasn't the best athlete by any means, but I was able to perform my role.
Right.
But anyway, wasn't really in the best shape. I was a lot smaller and, wouldn't eat right and stuff like that. And I knew it was going to be difficult, but I did not think it was going to be as hard as
Facts, bro.
As hard as I thought it was going to be.
How many weeks was it?
Ours was 16. I think y'all's was 18. Our last 6 weeks were the hardest part, though. It was all condensed down into, you know, that was all of all the skills. Like, they just hammered us. You know, we had high rise day, the confined spaces, stuff like that, that I didn't really think were going to get to me. You know, when I came in here, I was more worried about heights than I was about tight spaces.
Same.
Turns out I am cool with heights and, you know, I can deal with tight spaces, but they're not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it was definitely an eye-opening experience. You meet a lot of great people, you know, like you in Washington.
Yeah.
Y'all had a great relationship. So,
yeah.
You know, I was seeing y'all interact, like, just in passing when I would work with you guys, I was really excited about, you know, building those kind of relationships with other guys. You know, obviously when I got on the floor, I was a little different. You know, I didn't really gel with the crew right away. And, you know, I could tell, and I'm sure everybody else knew, and I didn't really think my life at that station was going to be going to last that long. Not, I mean, we live with people. You have to, like, if you can do your job, that's one thing. But if I don't like sitting down talking to you, it doesn't matter how good of a firefighter you are. Some of the training captains, I wasn't their favorite. I was the same way. I was the same guy I was then that I am now. You know, I sometimes need to bite my tongue a little bit more when I'm supposed to, when I think I'm right.
Right. But you learn it though, man.
We're getting there.
It's all learning progress.
We're getting there, but, we all butted heads with everybody, but, we got it done. I was told my first day that I wasn't going to make it. I was told I wasn't going to graduate. I didn't show up, you know, the way I was supposed to. And, you know, I was looking all over the place. I was nervous. Like you said, ADHD was off the walls. I was, you know, didn't know what to expect or whatever. So, I didn't really, I didn't have a, you know, a high bar to pass. And anyway, I ended up graduating and there was a couple captains that were like, hey, I'm really proud, but really surprised that you made it, but you impressed a lot of us. So, it was cool to hear that because, you know, it just reinforced that it doesn't matter. Like you were saying earlier, it doesn't really matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how you sound at first, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can work on yourself and you can physically, mentally, like I probably wasn't in the right place mentally to start that.
Same.
But sometimes you gotta buckle down and say, look, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. I don't want to be getting yelled at. I don't know why I'm here, but I do know I'm going to do it. And you just gotta, like, you know, I didn't want to go back to bartending. I didn't want to walk back into that bar and tell all those people. And cause I told, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I got to quit. I'm going to recruit. Oh, you're not going to do that. Like they started a bet on how long I was going to last. And
when they lost.
Yeah, they did. I mean, everybody was super cool, but it was definitely different. You know, I didn't think Gamble was ever going to like me at first. Me and him now hang out all of the time, watch shows now all the time, like how me and you used to do.
Yeah.
We're seeing each other a third of our lives, you know, for that extent of time. And, you know, I'm super glad I got to work with you guys and Cap and Gamble. And with Cap, I saw a quote. It was like, you have to trust them more than you are scared of getting hurt. And I was thinking about that. Like, I mean, you can use that quote in a million different ways, but that first big fire we had, like, I was really jacked up on adrenaline, so I wasn't really even thinking about it. But when we got in there, like, and it was like, oh crap, like this is real. Like you just had to, hey, look, you've done this. Cap's done this. Like I'm just here to make sure I'm doing my job.
Right.
We had a call. It was a fire as well. And I knew we had to go upstairs and I got upstairs and there was a weird banister and I kept getting hung up on it. And I'd pushed pretty much. I was all the way up at the top of the steps and, I was with Gardner and Gardner was at the bottom of the steps and Cap was coming up the steps. So I was by myself for a second. I don't like this. Like this is, I'm by myself. It's getting hot. Like this doesn't feel good. And then Cap came up behind me and like hit me on the shoulder. He was like, hey, let's go this way. And it was just like, all right, we're going to be good, you know, and, that was, you know, you just gotta trust people. Like, right. It's scary, but
it's scary.
To trust people to that, I mean, you know, possibly with your life, if we do our job, we never put ourselves in that situation, but God forbid something like that does ever happen.
Right.
You know, you fall through a hole or something like that. It's even a small thing. You lose water pressure.
Right.
Gamble can't see me. Gamble doesn't know anything. You know, I got to trust that he's going to do his job or, right. I, you know, like I've done, you burn a hole in the hose. Like,
yeah.
Somebody's got to notice it. Somebody's right. Got to figure it out for you. Sometimes you got to trust that somebody else is going to be checking stuff like that. But we got a new probie. He's good. He's been doing his job really well. You know, we've had a couple fires and, you know, at first it was the same thing. You could tell he was, you know, a little nervous and shaky. He knew what he was trying to do. It was just executing it sometimes in training. But every fire we've gone to, he's been right there where he's supposed to be. He's been doing his job. So I'm super, super happy. I'm by no means an experienced firefighter. You know, I've only been here for a little bit, but,
right.
You know, it's cool to watch somebody kind of grow into from what I was to, you know, kind of where I'm at now. And I like looking and seeing guys like you and Cap and being like, hey, that's going to be me one day. Hopefully one of these days, that's going to be where I'm headed. So, It's a cool thing to do, man. I love it.
Hey, y'all gotta understand. Look, not to burst your bubbles, cause I watched Chicago Fire 2 and 911 and all that.
No.
It ain't nothing like that, guys. No. All right. We can't see nothing. It's pitch black for the most part.
No.
Sometimes it's the light haze, but hey, it's dark. Like you cannot see nothing.
And then all of a sudden it's hot, and then it gets really, 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 really burnt.
Hot. I mean, to the point where we got, okay. So one of the fires we had, it was a really good fire. It was like a movie scene, bro. Like they came in like second dude. We got the hose. He ran to the door. We forced the door. We just went in there and just did our thing, man. I mean, it was like,
we were second.
Boom.
First, that's a whole another conversation, but we weren't supposed to be doing what we ended up doing, and we ended up going inside the house.
Yeah.
And we found the fire and it was pitch black, and it got really, 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 really hot.
I mean, like, the tip of your ear, you had to get low. Right?
Everything.
I was like, wait, is my flashlight on? Because something ain't right here.
You could feel it through your gear, and then all of a sudden, we got through that door, and it was everywhere. And it
literally.
It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Beautiful, though. Hey, it was beautiful colors up there.
Yeah, it was.
Sometimes you get it like a,
Yeah.
Did you see that? They'd be like,
Got to put this out.
Got to put you out, because you still hurt. You still burn people.
Yeah.
But play with fire, you're gonna get burnt.
Yep.
Remember that. But
great experience. I'm glad we got to do that one together.
That was a good one, man. That's one you can't forget.
No.
And I'll tell you, though.
That was my first good fire. Cause I mean, we had a couple trailer fires a couple car fires and stuff like that. And like, you remember that car fire, we couldn't get the hood open.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long day.
Yeah, that was a long day. It was something serious,
But we, we had our fun stuff, but we never had, that was our first real deal.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, did everything at that one. Yeah. Forced the door, went in, got the line in there, got it basically out before he even brought the other line in there. It was lit, man.
Yeah.
The thing I can say about Morgan, when he first came in, I was like, Jordan Morgan?
Yeah.
That's tough.
No.
I call him Captain Morgan, feel me?
Yep.
But one thing I can say, he gets to it, you feel me? Like, he was very hyper. Look, we both got ADHD, but he on a whole nother level. I mean, you feel me? I used to be like that when I was a kid, you know, my body would go here and there, and my head would go this and that. Now it's more my head, but I'm trying to get control of that too. But his body and then his head be like, I'd be like, Morgan, slow down. We gonna get there. I mean, every shit. Man, we gonna get a fire today? Yeah, man, we gonna get a fire today. I said, Morgan.
I calmed down.
Yeah, he calmed down. He finally understood, because he was like, man, I want a fire. I was like, oh, really now?
I was excited. And then we got one, and you know, at least I didn't run away from it. So.
Right.
Fun stuff we've been to, man.
Couple
good things, couple real bad things.
A
lot of bad things, but you know, you just gotta take the good from the bad. You know, had a lot of fun dinner conversations got
That's
yelled bad. At. We've
a
had
lot.
had some, you know.
We've had some. I can't wait till we get Cap on here. Explain your firefighting here.
Yeah, I would love to be here for it. It was really cool to graduate and, you know, kind of, you know, still a lot of people don't believe that I am a firefighter, you know, cause I don't look like one, but, you know, there's a lot of guys like you've worked with, I know Ramsendar is one of my favorite best guys. He was even, you know, smaller than me. Now he's putting on weight and he's looking good. He's got the big firefighter mustache, but, you know, you look at him and at first you're like, no way. But when he goes to work, man, every time we had dummy drags and bot, you know, you had to drag, he would always, you know, they would pair people up and, you know, you never wanted to grab the biggest guy because you got to pull him out. Like it's hard pulling out.
Yeah, big boys.
Yeah. We had a couple of them.
What did y'all look like ours?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a couple of them that were heavy guys, you know, probably
like 6'5".
Yeah. Just heavy. And then plus in gear and Ramsendar would always, I want the big guy. He would always, but he wanted to prove himself and it didn't take long for him to do that. Yeah. And, you know, throwing the 35s, you know, 35 got me one time. I got squished.
Yeah,
I leaned back too far. It came down and squished me. It got me. But, you know, he, same thing, you know, he was like, I want to show you that the physical stuff is all mental. Like he knew he could do it. He just had to figure out the technique, the leverage, I gotta overcome it, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's all about pushing past your limits, man.
Yeah, so.
And when you say 35, it's like a 35-foot ladder. 3-section each. Yeah, it's heavy. It's a big boy.
Yeah. Big boy. We had the 2-section one. So it was it swung a little bit more, but.
When that wind hit, boy, you better buckle down.
Yeah, you better hold on.
You throw nothing up there.
You better hold on. But it was a great experience and I'm super glad I did it. Like you said, you know, Lord works in mysterious ways. Yeah, we cross paths. I've crossed paths with a lot of people I wouldn't expect to. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for a lot of those people. So I'm just really happy to, you know, be where I'm at in life. You know, finally starting to, I'm cutting grass again, getting that kind
of
squared away.
Speaking
of
that, I might
need to cut. I got you. I saw that. You know, just trying to get life sorted out and, you know, not really care what people, you know, why are you cutting grass? Why don't you do this? Why don't you let me do you?
Yeah.
It's what I want to do right now, but, you know, there's a million different ways to make money and I'm just happy that I'm where I'm at right now. So I got no complaints. If I was a little richer, it would be pretty cool, but I got no complaints right now.
Some money ain't good money, man.
You know.
But yeah, I'm proud of you, man. You came a long way.
I'm proud of you too, man. I miss seeing you at the station.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to come by more often.
I know.
You're gonna be busy trying to grow. You feel me?
Hey, look, I'm glad you're out there. I'm doing your thing. I think that was, you know, I think it was good for you to get that kind of responsibility and stuff like that. Cause I know you were enjoying riding the back at 34.
Yeah, I was enjoying that. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Much love.
I hated getting lost with you. I'm not gonna lie. There was a couple of mornings.
Look, man, I had to learn the road, man. Yeah, it's tough to learn the road.
No, I was trying to help you, but it was tough. There was a couple, you know, 3 a.m. when I was like, "Go thief, you don't get us back to the station." Right. Like,
catch me at the station now, boy. I know the road back in the back of my head. Okay. I've been learning, boy.
Good.
Yeah, I needed that shift though. For real.
You've had some hiccups and stuff, but you made the best of them.
And
I'm trying to do the same thing. So I'm just glad to see that, you know, I think we're both heading in decent directions. So
definitely see that.
Baby steps, man. Baby steps, man.
But you're going to get there for sure. Like I said, my boy's single. So if you want him, come and get him before you get got. You feel me? But yeah, I appreciate you for coming on, man. I really
Absolutely.
It's good having you on here, man. Good talking, good conversation. You know how we do.
Absolutely.
You know, man. I just want you to go forth and do great things, man.
Absolutely, man.
You got a big heart. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all can join me next time on a Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share to others that you think would benefit from this. Because we're all working on being our best self. I pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, we out.
Real
Real talk. Real talk.
All right. Oh, we don't gotta sit like this, by the way. We can put these
for a spin. No, you gotta rock them, man.
No. Okay. We gonna rock them when we do the, we gonna do like a funny scene at the end.
Okay.
I wasn't joking about doing that little fire
okay.
thing.
Okay.
I was so serious.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna keep one in mind.
Cause... I feel you. I got a little cool in mind, bro. Well, I said I was with the six yesterday. Thank you,
Washington. Man, okay, go ahead.
Okay.